Over the past four Sundays, we have lit the candles of the Advent wreath, the four outer candles, the prophecy candle, the Bethlehem candle, the shepherd's candle, and the angel's candle. Today, the eve of our Lord's birth, we light the one which illumines all the others, the central Christ candle.
From the beginning of time, God invisibly moved soldiers, prophets, politicians, priests, and common men and women as he patiently unfolded his magnificent plan. Finally, the stage was set. When the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
Mary's little baby lay in a filthy wooden trough, helpless and needy in his humanity. Yet he is the very one who created mankind, the heavens, and the very earth from which his trough was built. And then he performed the greatest miracle of them all. Emmanuel, God with us, God one of us.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
We did not understand at the time, but heaven exploded with joy. And suddenly there appeared, with an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, with whom he is pleased.
The first Christmas gift was Jesus himself, the Christ, anointed to rescue us and destroy the works of the adversary. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
So today we celebrate a miracle, the joy and gift of Christ. Would you please bow your head? Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this world for us. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.